Rex in the Morning on AM 1310 on this Monday, Martin Luther King Day. And it is not only that, an appropriate marking for Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., but it's the Monday of an entire week that is dedicated to National Sugar Awareness Week. My guest this morning, Michelle Goldberger, is the program director for CORE, C-O-R, CORE Retreat Program, and she is a food addict with over 10 years of stable recovery. She's maintained 60-pound weight loss over those years. And oh, by the way, she's also a recovered alcoholic. She's been clean and sober for 20 years. Applause, applause, most appropriate for my guest this morning, Michelle Goldberger. She's not only done this great work for herself, she now shares her experiences with other people who are just like she was. Michelle, good morning and welcome.
Thanks for having me, Rex.
You've continued to help people with similar addictions, haven't you?
It was always a passion of mine to bring hope to people who don't even know that there's an addiction problem out there. Try to bring an awareness of it and give them hope to the fact that there is a solution.
How do you treat food addiction?
Well, I tell you what, CORE Retreats puts on a retreat once a month to help people that have realized in their life that they're powerless over certain foods, the same way an alcoholic's powerless over alcohol, and they realize, I can't do this on my own. I need outside help. So they look for places like us. There's nothing else in the world like CORE Retreat, because what we do is have a spiritual program. It's based on the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous. They come in. We help them detox, get all the unhealthy foods out of their system. We teach them how to put boundaries around their food because, you know, they still have to eat. We still have to eat several times a day, whereas alcoholics and drug addicts don't have to use, you know, drugs. They can abstain completely, but we still have to eat. We teach people how to put boundaries around their food. We teach them which foods are addictive to them because it's kind of tricky. Everyone's foods, trigger foods are different. And then we help them get on the path to it's actually a lifelong way of living without the sugar and in the solution of the 12 steps.
So again, to tie this into National Sugar Awareness Week, it is maybe not necessarily all of the foods that we're eating, but the fact that so much sugar is in most of our diets, right?
Right, and this is a great opportunity, I think, to bring an awareness to people who want to try it. It's really a challenge. You know, can you go without processed sugar for one entire week? And it really teaches you a lot about yourself. In fact, you will find out if sugar is addictive to you or not. And you'll find out exactly how much sugar you've been consuming when you start reading labels and looking at your sugar intake. It'll really make you an aware person.
If anyone out there is not a label reader, as Michelle just made mention of, become one. I will encourage you to, and I'm sure Michelle will back me up on this, you will be amazed, shocked even, at not only the products that have sugar in the first place, but how much sugar is in that particular product. Right, Michelle?
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's unbelievable how much sugar we consume and don't even realize it.
And it's not to raise a big red flag and say sugar has no place in your life, but all things in moderation. Remember, Mama taught us that. Sugar comes under that umbrella, too.
For normal eaters, people that are not addicted, moderation is the best way to go. The American Heart Association recommends no more than 9.5 teaspoons per day. And I guess the average adult actually consumes 22 teaspoons a day. And the average child consumes 32 teaspoons a day. So they recommend cutting back. But in order to really find out the effect it has on your body, or if you need to cut sugar out altogether, if you're actually an addict, then try going a week without sugar.
So, Michelle, on average, 2 to 3 times the amount of sugar is what we, as, again, average Americans, so to speak, are taking in. Mm-hmm. 2 or 3, mm-hmm. twice or more than we really need.
That's right. That's why people are struggling with trying to maintain a healthy weight and why obesity has gone out of control.
Understood. And for people who get involved with your CORE, C-O-R, retreat program, it is so comforting, I would think, to them to realize that they're being led and being guided by someone like yourself who's been there, who's done that.
Yeah, and the first night they arrive, I actually show them pictures of me before so that they know that I've been there. You know, I tell them my story. I tell them the story of our founder, who's also a food addict, Bert Nordstrand. He has been recovered from sugar addiction for 30 years, and he wrote his autobiography, Living with an Enemy, and he created the CORE Retreat program, and we let them know that the reason why this is here is because we've been there, and we've recovered, and we want them to have a place to come to find out. So they trust us. And we just basically let them know what we do that works for us and make it available to them to choose to live that way also. And they come away with hope. I mean, people think it's their own fault that their, you know, diets don't work. They think it's, well, they just don't have enough willpower. And when it comes to the people that are actually addicted, it has nothing to do with willpower. You know, their bodies react differently than normal people. Some people, when you put sugar in your body, it triggers a craving for more food. And this craving cannot be satiated. And normal people don't have that reaction. They can moderate. But this is a good test to try this week to see if you can live without it. Because if you're addicted, you won't even be able to make it through the week without your sugar pop. You know, pop is like the biggest culprit. It's got the most sugar in it.
Indeed. Read the label on your can or your bottle there of your pop and find out just how much sugar's in that.
Mm-hmm.
And
so hopefully people will get an awareness, yeah.
No, that's quite all right. I was just had a thought. Are most of us binge eaters, or do we eat because of stress? Why do we have this problem?
Well, a normal person that can moderate their sugar intake, you know, takes in too much sugar. There's processed sugar in everything. So it's the volume that we consume that we have no idea we're even doing. Normal eaters are taking in too much sugar every day. And for problem eaters, they can't even take in a little bit at all without triggering a craving for more sugar that they cannot ever satiate, and then they end up binging.
Gotcha.
People like that know who they are. They know that there's certain foods, oh my God, I can't have, you know, have you ever tried to just have 5 M&Ms or 5 potato chips? You know, it's hard to stop once you start.
Understood. You've hit a nail on the head there for me with chocolate and that kind of stuff. Yes, I'm a sucker for chocolate, that's for sure.
Uh-huh.
And I'll admit...
That's a big one.
What prompted my question, too, especially from the standpoint of stress, is that I get all stressed out with pretty much everything in my life, and chocolate candy is one of the things I'm headed for pretty quickly.
That's right, and thankfully... At the CORE Retreat program, the way of life is a whole new way to deal with stress. And the 12 steps it's a program for living so that you can live life on life's terms without having to cope by using things like chocolate and ice cream and chips and food to medicate yourself, to make yourself feel better. There's other ways that work, and they work in ways that you're not going to destroy your body in the process.
Understood. We've been talking this morning with Michelle Goldberger. She's involved with CORE Retreat Program. In fact, she's the director of the program. If folks find themselves in a situation where they'd like to find out more about CORE Retreat, Michelle, how can they go about doing that?
Check out our website. It's www.cormn.org. And find us on there. Read about us. Give us a call anytime. We'd be happy to help you.
There you go, folks. And it certainly doesn't hurt to find out what they're all about, because they're doing some very good work at CORE Retreat Program. Our guest has been their program director, Michelle Goldberger. Michelle, thanks so much for taking time to be on the show.
Thanks for having me, Rex.